Co-Opera, Adelaide's Opera on the Move, brings culture and unforgettable experiences all over the country. After huge success in the eastern states, Co-Opera will come back to Adelaide and regional SA to present acclaimed comedy, The Barbara of Seville. Joining us now in the studio is newly appointed music director Josh Van Conklenberg and opera singer Daniel Smearden. Good morning, fellas.
Good morning. How are you?
Yeah, doing very well. Doing very well. So without giving us too much away, because you don't want to give too much away of stories when you're trying to bring them, can you tell us a little bit about the Barber of Seville?
So Barber of Seville was written by Rossini in 1815-1816. It's one of the two operas that use the characters Figaro and Rosina and the Count. And the stories are about when... our culture is realizing that instead of money, power, and breeding, we could rely on taking people on their own qualities. And this was done in Beaumarchais' trilogy of plays. They're all comedies. And instead of a very deep, serious exploration, he really just sends up the upper classes and how futile and stupid they are.
It sounds wonderful. I have seen a comedy opera before in school, and it was just nothing like I've seen before. So I'll be very excited to go along and see something like this. But how did you both get involved with opera in the first place?
Dan?
Well, for me, opera was always in the family in terms of the appreciation for it. My dad, when he was younger, he was very much into music through his dad, my grandfather. But I was the one through him that I decided just to take it very seriously, and I always... found that music for me was very much a big part of my life, and singing just came naturally to that. I joined my local school choirs, high school choirs, joined an organisation in Brisbane called Birrerly Voices. So I got to tour around Australia and overseas in the choir sense, and then opera came just from that. I just always was told that, you know, you'd really get into it, and yeah, I did my first production in 2013 with Opera Queensland, and then it just grew from there.
Now, Dan, you're wearing a shirt that says, "Keep calm or I will use my opera voice."
You've been warned.
Is there a chance we could hear your opera voice, or just a little bit, a couple of bars?
Yeah, we could possibly do that.
Oh. You should probably get away from that mic.
we could turn it down.
We could turn you down a little bit.
Largo, ma torno della città, largo. La 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 la. Presto, bateggio, che la peggio, presto. La 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 la.
Wow.
That's very cool.
That's awesome.
Just... I should point out for everyone that we're putting the famous arias, we're keeping the famous arias in Italian, but we're telling the rest of the story in English.
That's
so
cool.
We get the best bits as they were, and the story is in English.
Oh. So do you know Italian when you're singing it, or do you just read the words and like, oh, I assume I know what it says?
Oh, we try to keep it as literal as possible with the Italian for the most of the recognizable tunes, but it is accepted that if you're a student, you try to have as much language under your belt as possible. So when you're bringing opera to the audiences, you have
understand.
A lot of recognisable language there.
And combining the English and the Italian, is that so it's more accessible to audiences?
Absolutely.
That's wonderful.
We wanted the comedy element to be immediate. We didn't want people sort of translating what was happening on stage and then going, we wanted this real fast-paced farce, which we've got.
That's wonderful.
Now, when you spoke at the top about some of the themes of the play, of the opera, I don't want to say play.
No, it was originally a play.
Oh, there you go.
So we're still poking fun at the upper classes.
Topical.
Yeah, how come that never stops? How come we're always sort of just punching up a little bit?
Wow, that's a really good question. Gosh, why didn't we learn the lessons of the French Revolution? how long do I have?
oh, wait, do you seriously? How long do you have? Yeah, we've got like 4 or 5 minutes. You can do a little pitch if you want.
I think the themes that everyone's going through. To answer your question properly, before we considered individual rights and individual personality as a bedrock of what we of legitimacy in our culture, that's not particularly well said, but before that, whatever you wanted, if you had the money or the power, you could have, if it meant food, if it meant women, whatever. But those people were not free of pain. Their lives were just as awful as anyone else's. And the themes that get explored in Barbara Seville and in Figaro as well apply to everybody. The Almaviva, Count Almaviva, is a nobleman, and he has fallen in love with a woman he's seen in the window, like 16-year-old boys can. And that's a bit creepy these days, but hashtag me too. But he falls in love, and he wants her to fall in love for who he is, not for his money. And that's a contemporary experience. It's not just the world discovering that you shouldn't get your way just because you're rich.
Yeah, I like that. I like that lesson. We're speaking with musical director Daniel Smeerden and Josh van Konklenberg about opera and the Barber of Seville. Now, Daniel, you play a few characters. What's that like?
It's interesting because the two characters I play, Figaro being the barber and the cog in the machine that puts the story, whole story together, he's very cheeky, very, I would say, cheerful, but very, very cunning and clever. And then Dr. Bartolo is the creepy doctor who is the guardian of Rosina, but he wants her for himself as well. So there's two very different characters in those two roles. And switching between the two is rather challenging, but it's all part of the story. And it's a wonderful adrenaline rush to try and switch between the two at any given time.
He's doing a remarkable job.
Thank you.
They're not just different dramatically, vocally. They have very, very different demands. And so it's pretty staggering to see Dan do such an amazing job of both of them.
Now, why do you think opera has lasted for so long as a form of entertainment?
Dan, it's really full on question. Well, I guess, I mean, on the bare surface, there's a lot of recognisable tunes, recognisable stories, and a lot of the operas that have been written over the last 300-400 years or so have a certain humanistic value to it. Like it's part of stories that people relate to even to this day and age. I mean, whether it's love, whether it's romance or tragedy, there is a part of every story that people can relate to. And I think that's one of the reasons why it's evolved and kept alive for so long.
Mm. Now, Josh, you've worked with co-opera before. And
I haven't. No, is my first. This is my first outing.
Oh, yes. Wow. Well, congratulations.
I was only appointed last year. Thank you.
Wow. What's that like?
It's wonderful. I had never considered opera conducting as a direction. And Brian, the previous musical director, he's still the GM and AD, said, oh, you should give this a go. And it's so much fun. You get to play with ideas and... When you're a soloist, as I was before, you're working with sort of your own ideas, and you read things and you practice, and it's fun. And then when you're working with a team of people, you're taking their ideas and molding them all together, and so you're getting this great energy and really rich resource that other people's imagination brings in, and you play with it. It's wonderful.
And when and where can we go and see The Barber of Seville?
So we're on 7:30 p.m. Saturday and Sunday this coming weekend, so the 28th and 29th at the Adelaide Showgrounds, the Thomas Edmund Opera Studio.
Where can we get some tickets?
Book them online. Check out Co-Opera Barber of Seville Adelaide or in Google. We've got a Facebook page and you can book online.